This audio-video teaching may contain certain copyrighted works that were not specifically authorized to be used by the copyrighted holders. We believe in good faith that every audio-video is protected by federal law and the fair use doctrine. Every audio-video is for spiritual training and educational purposes only, and is not for profit or wrongful use. We bless all those for their gifts and talents that can help us continue spreading the gospel of the good news around the world.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me. It's turning around for me,
around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me.
Around
for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. A change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. It'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
It's turning around.
Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor.
Turn in my favor.
Sooner.
It's turning around for me.
Believe that, just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together, come on.
Around for me.
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 Me.
It's turning around for me.
It's turning around for me.
I can see
around for
We'd like to thank you for tuning in to our weekly program, For the Time Has Come, bringing you line upon line teachings into the holy word of Elohim God. We also like to thank BBS Radio for airing weekly For the Time Has Come program every Thursday from 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. And now, get ready for an uncompromising, fresh word as the bride of Christ be made ready during these end times. Here's your host, Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Sharon. Our topic today is, will Christ return for his second coming? In Revelation 22:12, we find, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work." Let us read Acts 1 verse 11. As Yeshua Christ ascended into heaven at the completion of his mortal ministry, two angels declared to his apostles, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Yeshua, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Since that time, believers have looked forward to the second coming of Christ Yeshua. Will Christ return for his second coming? We just read that the angels told the men of Galilee in Acts 1 verse 11 that this same Yeshua who was taken up into heaven will so come in like manner as they saw him go into heaven. So as we witnessed through Acts 1 verse 11, it was the men of Galilee who saw Yeshua ascending into heaven. Who will see him returning for his second coming? It is written in Revelation 1 verse 7 this, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen." As we can see by Revelation 1 verse 7, that there will be no secret rapture. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him.
The Bible declares that all believers, those who have obeyed Christ, will be caught up to meet him. The word in Scripture is caught up, not rapture. The word rapture is nowhere to be found in Scripture. All believers will be caught up during Yeshua's second coming.
Let us read 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 17, which declares, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord."
Matthew 24:29 declares this, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken."
As we can see, according to Matthew 24 verse 29, Yeshua is not returning till after tribulation, not before tribulation. We read in Matthew 24, verse 29, that Yeshua comes immediately after the tribulation, whereby the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Let us see how all believers must enter into the presence of Elohim God. Let us read 1 Corinthians 15 verses 50 through 54. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Many times in the Gospels, Yeshua tells us to watch and to be ready. He tells us to look out for the signs and to be attuned to the birth pangs as the earth groans for redemption. Yeshua has already told us that the foolish were left behind. We find this in Matthew 25:1-13. And in our teachings, we have shared why the foolish was left behind. When they were all Christians and they all had lamps representing their Christianity. We shared in Proverbs 6:23, which tells us the lamp is our commandment, and that the wise all had lamps and the foolish all had lamps. We are told that the foolish had lamps, but they weren't lit. In other words, it was not lit by Yahweh Yeshua's law. So this is very important that we understand this passage of scripture that clearly tells us the foolish will be left behind without keeping the Torah and the commandment lit by his law.
Once again, we read in Proverbs 6:23 this, for the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. When we understand that if we do not keep our lamps, the commandments that are given to us as believers in Christ, lit by Yahweh's law, he cannot recognize us, as recorded in Matthew 25:12. Yahweh's law is not abolished. We find that in Matthew 5:17, which reads, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. His Torah, his law, is our light, which lights the commandments for our instructions and our way of life. His kingdom laws must be kept as well as his commandments.
Will Christ return for his second coming? Absolutely.
It is important to know what's written in Acts 1:11, that Yeshua will return in the same like manner as he was last seen as he ascended into heaven. Yeshua left the earth as a Hebrew Jew and will return back to the earth as a Hebrew Jew. Yeshua will come back showing himself as before. He had a physical body when he was resurrected from the grave. It is written in Luke 24:39 this, behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have.
We also find in Matthew 24:26-27, therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
Let us stay watchful for the signs of the times. Let us read Luke 21:25-28. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Let us pay attention to the signs left for us to know what will happen upon our Holy Savior's return. Let us read Revelation 16, verses 18 through 19. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now, the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. It is written in Matthew 24, verses 36 through 42, this: But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
Now let's take a look at what we just witnessed according to the scriptures in Matthew 24, 36 through 42.
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. In 2 Peter 3 and 7, it is written, But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Let us remember 2 Peter 3 and 10, which reads, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up.
And every ear will hear him. We find in Matthew 24:31. The great sound will come from heaven, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 17, it is written, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God.
As it is written for our learning, Matthew 24, verse 31, And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In Romans 14, verse 11, it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to Elohim. Malachi 4:1 declares this, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch." In Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22, it is written, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened."
Yeshua spoke a word to me by his Holy Spirit concerning his people. When he speaks by his Holy Spirit, he's also speaking the same to my husband because we are one. He says, "Speak to my people. They must obey my word." He is calling for obedience. He is calling for repentance. Let us remember to humble ourselves before we pray. He is holy, 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 and holiness is his whole totality. This is why we are to remember to stay humbled before his holiness.
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land."
So as we can see, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, the word of the Lord is if his people, his disciples, the people of Elohim God, if they are called by his name, if they will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, Yeshua will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. When we accepted salvation, we became the children of Yeshua. And this is why we are to obey our Savior. And this is what he is saying. When we humble ourselves, he'll hear from heaven on our behalf, forgive our sins, and heal our land. Our Holy Savior, Yeshua, is saying, "Know what hour you are in. We're in wicked times. It's not going to get any better. Know what hour you are in and stay reminded. We're not in the days of being back to normal. We're in perilous, evil days. Our Holy Savior is grieved."
Thank you. after this moment.
I won't go back. Can't go back to the way it used to be. For your presence came and changed me. I won't go back. Can't go back to the way it used to be. For your presence came and changed me.
What would we go back to? What would we ever go back to that's better than God? There's nothing to go back to. Turn around and go back to the way it was. When God gives you an encounter, there's nothing to do but go forward.
Yeah.
Welcome Holy Spirit International Ministry is bringing our radio program worldwide. For the time has come. We are honored to broadcast our program in over 37 countries and over 185 stations. For the Time Has Come program is supported by you, our partners, who make this program possible with your generous support. We are bringing the holy word of Elohim God to the nations as we prepare the elect bride of Christ for his return. For the time has come is now. Join hands with us on this journey. Taste and see how lives will be changed, how lives will be protected. Without question, there has been a number of calamities all over the world, beginning with sorrows. As it has been written in Matthew 24, verses 7 through 8, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, which we are witnessing all over the world, as well as many untimely deaths. We are not to let our hearts be troubled. We are to trust in the holy word of Elohim God. To give, please visit our website, www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. That's www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. Please use one of the links on our website to give your generous donation. For our ministry line, dial 404-947-7712. That's 404-947-7712. Tune in every Thursday from 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on bbsradio.com/4, the time has come. That's bbsradio.com/4, the time has come. We love you. Elohim loves you more. Join us next time on For the Time Has Come, every Thursday from 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. with Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Sharon. If this program has been a blessing to you, please sow your generous love offerings to www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. That's www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. To give, use the donate buttons on the website and help us continue to bring the uncompromising gospel around the world during these end times.